going to go with the unpopular pick, but I want everybody to keep this same energy in other commodities, in politics, in entertainment, in sports, no matter what it is. And we haven't been holding people to the same fire. So, Mark Andrews, it's okay, bro. You ain't got to talk to nobody. Because in other networks, there's lawsuits that's been out. We ain't heard nobody say nothing about that. Now, we got other things about? That's coming up. When there's a Fox report that comes out and we haven't heard anybody speak about anything or make any type of public announcement, nobody has held Fox to that same thing. So why are we talking about making a big fuss about Mark Andrews if you're not going to keep that same energy across the board? That's what I'm saying.
He's saying in all different industries, people don't have
Fox.
To.
I just didn't understand what he was saying. That's all I didn't know.
He's just saying in all different industries, people don't have held accountable and go in front of a mic right away. So
Stephen A. Smith going to learn a thing or two about a thing or two. Stop inviting. I'm not going to say uncultured. I'm just going to say the mess. Stop inviting the mess to your house if you ain't got a broom.
Not real shit.
Stephen A. Smith, they talking about Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews, my diabetic tight end. They talking about him not talking to the press. Cam Newton say, yeah, well, y'all don't say nothing when the Fox Sports people don't talk to the press. Keep the same energy, Stephen A. Smith. What? What? What happened with Fox Sports? The who?
Mm-hmm.
The what? I don't even know what they're talking about. Hey, Stephen A., it's a hairdresser out there right now that got the secrets to your magical hairline not disappearing after you've been on TV with a receding for 18 years. I'm being kind in saying 18. Steven done had that struggle hairline for a good 20. This what, 2025? Yeah, yeah. When Iverson was hooping, that nigga's hairline was struggling. Listen.
Let that brother live, man.
Who? Mark Andrews?
Stephen A., man.
Why are we letting that nigga live?
I'm talking about far as the line, bro.
Well, I'm bald on purpose. You know, I accepted the cards that were dealt to me. I'm bald on purpose.
Why the fuck is you bald on purpose?
I'm bald. I choose to be bald. It's like Jadakiss. Like, you thought Jadakiss was bald. Three Lox albums, two Rough Rider albums, three Rough Rider albums, five solo albums. And one day, you see Kiss Breakdancer in a gray Adidas suit. And this nigga had a whole head of hair. And he said he grew hair because niggas thought he couldn't. He did it on a bat.
What's the man unit, G?
That's me.
No. That's a man unit.
No, it's not.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You talking about Kiss?
You look good, though, Kiss. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo.
Fuck you. Fuck these bitches, weaves, all type of shit, bro. It's okay. It's okay.
You mean to tell me that nigga Jadakiss has a man unit?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I can't spot him because nigga said Steve Harvey had one.
He definitely the fuck did.
I'm still shocked. I'm still shocked.
And gee, ain't no, the nigga had the crispiest. Gee, just this make it make sense. Don't no nigga that got a lining like that just wake up and say, you know what? I'm finna fuck with the ball unit. He got tired of doing that shit. He got to an age in life where it don't matter no more. That's all it was. He's 60 years old. Like, fuck it.
The mustache became more important than the hairpiece.
Yeah. Look, bitch probably told him, I like you looking bald, man. He went with it.
Nah. Yeah. Bitch, if I got the man piece on, they got to sign an NDA. Because, look, I'm a young, wild nigga. I'm going to go swimming. I'm getting on the ATVs. I'm going to go to iFly and do the little indoor sky jumping. I'm going to do all that shit that I'm not supposed to do with a wig on. That's what I'm going to do. So I need you to sign the NDA.
That shit, though. Except for that water. That shit. Like, depending on how fresh it is, too. But, like, anything with any day with that water, you tweaking.
I'm out there surfing.
You can't do that unless you get one of them, you know, like women do. Because women, it's still some women that wear weaves and like to swim. You got to get that wrap on it. That you know what I'm saying? Get that joint on it.
We should talk about
the
Queen Latifah braids under the main unit.
No, you know, like, it's like a shower cap or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Type shit. Nigga, they actually got, like, some exclusive shit out. Like, some Nike brand shit. Some swimwear shit. You feel me?
For like, all you bald. For all you bald niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
I grow this shit out. I grow this shit out. 4 months. You know, 3 weeks, I'm spending on the side after 3 weeks. So I give it 4 months. I grow this shit out, beat the allegations, pop up in the summertime, get a couple cool little cuts with the parts. I might bring back the hammer stripes. You know what I'm saying? Three on the side.
Do that.
Peep game. But it was a bad weekend for black quarterbacks. And I've turned over a new leaf. I did not have any black quarterback slander all weekend. And I wanted to bad. It was, that shit was coming up out my eyeballs. Like, I just wanted to let off some fucking bad black quarterback takes. That fumble, that interception, which wasn't Lamar's fault. I want y'all to know that interception was not Lamar's fault. The receiver went the wrong route. But it still looked bad on Lamar. CJ Stroud, you played like shit. You're another black quarterback that I gave amnesty to all weekend. Mark Andrews, diabetic white man, runs like a bull. He gave y'all a fumble in the fourth quarter. He gave y'all a backwards running, bobbled 2-point conversion, which turned into a failure to catch, incomplete pass. And Lamar Jackson and them was so sad. Like, Lamar Jackson, he did the cool quarterback thing, but he did it like the black quarterback way. So he had the poo-shiesty on, he had the grill on, and he like, oh, yeah, you know, that's my fault. I fucked up. Oh, yeah, the turnovers start with me. I got all these turnovers. That's why we lost. We're going to lift Mark Andrews up during these times. He said all the cool shit that you're supposed to say. I know Lamar, Matt. I know no matter how mad I was watching this shit at the house, because they still had to go to overtime, and they still had to win in overtime. and we don't know if that would have happened. I know nobody's more upset with Mark Andrews than Lamar Jackson all season long. I think it was like week six. He threw him his first touchdown. He said, man, Mark ain't had a touchdown all season. I had to make sure I got him one. He got him like three that week. Two the next week. He's been getting touchdowns every fucking week ever since. And he always identified, oh, yeah, I had to take care of Mark. I had to get my boy right. Oh, yeah. I know when that nigga got in the car on the ride home, there was white tight end slurs happening in his vehicle. But, you know, Josh Allen did his thing. I guess he survived. They're going to have to play a whole lot better going up against the Chiefs this weekend. They're going to have to play a whole lot better. Lord willing, it ain't no snow, so it ain't going to be no excuses. But Josh Allen got to do better. Detroit got upset. I love seeing that. That might have been my favorite game of the weekend because Dan Campbell, that young man is the Jay Cutler of coaching.
Bro. Come on, bro.
Dan Campbell is the Jay Cutler of coaching. I told y'all that gambling shit is cute because it worked. Going for it on fourth and four in the second quarter. Going for all these two-point conversions all the damn time. That shit was cute all season because it was working. And when it didn't work, their offense was so fucking good. Their defense was so fucking good, you can take risk like that and you wouldn't lose behind it. Versus the Redskins, Jaden Daniels, shout out to LSU, Gangi. He gambled a little bit. He kept putting the ball in Jared Goff's hands. He let Jared Goff go out there and make a play, Jared. Jared sure did make a fucking play. What'd he throw? Four interceptions? Jared Goff was throwing dots to the ops all night long.
Yeah.
Three interceptions.
Two, three. But I mean, they've been injured all year long. I know that ain't like the best, you know what I'm saying, excuse for them because clearly they've been injured for a while now, and they still was able to get to where they got to. But, man.
Ugly.
It's ugly, bro.
Ugly.
It's Lamar right now, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, he had, like, a real strong MVP case. And to kind of, like, just not be good enough, I don't know, bro, like, it's got to be rough.
It just ain't. It's just not going to happen for him. And that's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, damn, though, bro.
Phil Rivers never sniffed the Super Bowl because of that man over there in New England.
Who?
Tommy. Phillip Rivers never sniffed the Super Bowl. Tommy kept him out. Peyton kept him out.
You talking about what you got, right?
Phil Rivers, yeah, Phillip Rivers.
Right.
Yeah, he never got to the Super Bowl because of Tommy, because of Peyton, because of Big Ben.
Exactly.
Patrick Mahomes is Kevin Lamar. Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen, smoking Joe Burrow, fucking, who was it in Tennessee? Tannehill? You let niggas like Tannehill keep you from the Super Bowl? Nigga, Tannehill selling used cars right next to Keith Van Horn right now.
My word.
I feel bad for Lamar, but
Tannehill just, I don't know, bro. Like, he was hit or miss anyway. Like, when I think about it, like, shit, like, because what they got in Tennessee now? What's that dude now? I can't think his name.
Levis? Will Levis?
Levis, right? So, like, but Tannehill was solid for like a year for the ass.
No, he wasn't. Derrick Henry was in his prime. That's what it was.
You still can fuck that situation up. Like, you still can do that. Because if that's the case, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, he still eventually fucked that situation up. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he got there. Trading A.J. Brown didn't help. Who they had out there? I think that was a season before they traded A.J. Brown. I think they had A.J. Brown, Julio Jones. Like, they had some nuts out there at wide receiver.
Yeah, they had a decent, look, you know what I'm saying, a little 1-2 or whatever. But, yeah, it pretty much went downhill once you trade a nigga like A.J. Brown, because now he don't have a go-to weapon as a quarterback, and that sucks because you can't keep just handing the ball off to a nigga like Derrick Henry, who's expected to get the ball down to every play.
Because now we know. Now it's 8 man in the box because you can't throw it to nobody.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Lamar. I think I probably feel worse for Jared Goff. And that nigga done been to the dance. Maybe it's just Detroit.
Maybe.
Because it was their year all season long. Oh, Detroit. Oh, nigga, Detroit got it. Detroit got it. I think they might. I think they had a heavy chance of losing to the Eagles anyway. But I mean, shit, losing to the Commanders is crazy. Now this weekend, you know, that's the only game that matters to me. Eagles versus Commanders. I'm a little torn about it. I want to see the Eagles win because Saquon, but Jalen Hurts wears 2 hoop earrings. Saquon Barkley wears a dangly Jesus cross earring. And I can't support either of those young men.
Saquon just a different nigga, man.
Because he got a white wife?
I mean, that's part of it, but he's definitely a different man.
You know, I don't care that nigga wife is white. I wasn't shocked when I seen it. I was like, oh shit, he got a white girl. That's cool.
I'm crying.
Like, oh, yeah, that's cool. He got a white girl. She looks like a decent human being. It would be a great story if the Commanders went to the Super Bowl first year, rookie quarterback. We got the owner up out of here. We got new owner, new GM, everything new up in this bitch. The logo trash, but look, we going to the Super Bowl. Like, that shit will be super fire for them, but they get blown out. No matter who it was, if it was Buffalo, if it was Kansas City, the Commanders get blown out in front of the hoes on the biggest stage. So it kind of feels like the Eagles have to win so that we have a decent opportunity to enjoy the Super Bowl. And I got my money. Well, I ain't putting no money on it because I know better. But if I had Monopoly money, I will put my Monopoly money on Buffalo. I don't know why. I just got a good feeling about what Buffalo's going to be able to do on Sunday. On the road. But I think Josh Allen throws in one of those Lil Wayne mixtapes on his drive to the stadium. And I think he go out there and he hoop. He ball his life away. Motherfucker might run for 5 touchdowns on Sunday. of sports news. Phoenix traded a draft pick. Phoenix trades a draft pick to Utah, which don't sound like a whole lot, but of course, everybody's just like, oh, now they got the draft capital to wrap up Bradley Beal in a trade for Jimmy Butler. Make a trade happen. I just want y'all to know, at the end of the day, the Suns don't have a first-round draft pick for 7 years. Seven years. You got a bum-ass squad that ain't going to last forever with no depth. And you ain't got no way to rebuild for 7 years. Chips is all in. Whatever move Phoenix is going to do, they're committed to it. Kevin Durant ain't even going to be playing 2 years, 3 years tops. Kevin Durant's out of here. So shout out to Phoenix. We appreciate everything they're doing, putting up bad sports. My man's is beefing. It sucks when you see niggas that you grew up with, you thought they was thick as thieves, and they get on the internet and they start beefing with each other. It's one of my favorite things, but still hurts.
Yeah, this nigga play too much, man. Murder. How you doing, man? Yo, this nigga play too much, man. Murder.
These niggas giggling.
How you ran the whole organization? How you made diplomat? Nigga, you ain't make none of this up. You was a fan. I put you down because you had a free crib and you was a nice guy. That's how you got down originally. Period. Now, to the next point. This all started because I asked 50 Cent a question. Cool. I thought it was cool to ask 50. The shit happened 20 years ago, however many years ago. I thought it was all good. I had no problem thinking, yo, okay. He tricked niggas out their spot, came to the spot. I know 50 said it, and they went on to, you know, he was funny. I thought it was funny when he said the shit. But I didn't think it'd be a big deal because you make up with every nigga that put hands on you.
Wop.
Woo!
Wop.
Damn.
How many niggas that have put hands on you are you currently
zero
friends with?
Get that out the way, zero. bro. Hey. Jimmy, what's going on in my Maze voice? Jimmy, killer, please.
Yo, killer, chill.
Like, for real, bro, like, the shit I'm hearing, bro, is just like, it's crazy, bro. And I mean, to add a little something to that, the nigga Mano said something about basically what Cam said, which is like Jimmy, well, he said Jimmy was really riding for Cam because his beef was with Cam more so than it was with Jim. But Jimmy being like one of Cam's henchmen at that time, like he took it upon himself to, you know, ride for Cam and kind of like put himself in that beef or whatever. But I just think, like, damn, it's critical out here, like, for friends, like, like, in this era, bro, like, motherfucker just gonna try to put your business out there. One, you can't say nothing about niggas no more. Because if niggas got a bigger platform than you, well, they gonna use that. And this shit look bad for Jimmy. Niggas talking about you not from Harlem. You cool with all your niggas that beat up on you and shit. Like, that shit is rough.
It's extra rough because I know we joke on here about, like, going to the store. Like, going to the store. Niggas sent you to the store. Like, ooh, niggas sent you to the store. But they said that nigga Jimmy had the free crib.
Mm.
That means you didn't have any supervision.
Type shit.
And we used your domicile as the hangout spot for the Goonies.
For the game.
We didn't respect your crib. We had our feet on your mom's furniture, nigga. That hurts. Saying I befriended people that put their hands on me. And I'm a tough guy. Like, Jimmy's not no, you know, he ain't no pacifist. He ain't no fucking Quaker out this motherfucker. Like, Jimmy's a tough guy. And the worst part is, after that shit come out, after Cam do the show or whatever, the internet is my favorite place. The internet never forgets shit.
Nothing.
They play a Rap City clip where Cam'ron took the Rap City dude to Harlem and they just walking around going from spot to spot and they said, oh yeah, you want to see a cartwheel? My man will do a cartwheel real quick. Yo, Jomo, come here. Jim Jones comes out of nowhere wearing some denim shorts and a wife beater and says, oh, yeah, you want to see the handstand? And he did a one-handed handstand. And I'm like, that's weird. But, like, you know, the hood niggas is always a couple athletic, super athletic hood niggas that never got into gymnastics because, you know, is gay and like, niggas can just bust the flips out wherever. But I never, like, I heard of push-ups on demand. Like, you lose a bet to me, 50 push-ups on demand. I can ask for 10 push-ups whenever. I can call you tomorrow. You can be at work. I'm like, yo, turn your camera phone on. I need 15 push-ups. And you got, that's push-ups on demand. I never heard of cartwheels on demand. No. Then it was another joint. It was like three clips. Very daunting. If I was Jim Jones, I would have made sure they were erased from the internet before I ever raised my vocal tone with somebody who knew this shit existed.
No, for real.
But Jim Jones came back with bars, of course.
Did he?
Yeah, he came back with bars. It was a cool little snippet of a song. We didn't hear the whole joint, but it was a cool little snippet of a song. Had some bars on it. And that's cool if you're a rapper going up against another rapper. That is not the current situation we have here. No. We don't have a rapper going up against another rapper. We have a rapper going up against a podcast star. Cam on TV for 2 hours. 3-4 days a week. Putting together two verses and a hook to go back and forth with a nigga that can dedicate an hour of his program to you don't match. It don't match at all. Jim Jones, go on somebody's podcast. Leave Mano at home. leave the leather vest at home when it was doing the Lobby Boys. There was a lot of leather vest, leather pants. Leave all that shit at home and go find a podcast and go talk for 3 hours.
I'm talking about for 3 hours.
Just go run your mouth for 3 hours and tell them to release it in parts. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way he can get back. And it's sad because Jim Jones been there. As long as you know Cam in the game, you've seen Jim Jones.
Yeah.
He was in the videos. He was directing the videos. He had the diplomat shirt on. He might have been fucking the diplomat's version of Dame Dash. But you're not from Harlem. Being to
hey, you seen Lou Young, the dude that be doing the impersonations? Oh my god, he. He say, you might have went to summer camp with some niggas. You know what I'm saying? But you not from Harlem, B.
Not from Harlem, B. Like, you can't come back from that. Jay-Z, I can't remember who beefed with Mobb Deep, and they said that Prodigy wasn't from Queens. That might have been Jay-Z on Takeover, or it might have been somebody else. But those bars hurt more than anything else. For somebody to say the location that you've been repping for so long, you're not even from there.
It's tough.
Man. It's tough. And this is why down south rappers, down south cliques are better than New York. Because I don't care how much static niggas have, you never heard Bun B talking about Pimp C. Oh yeah, you know, Chad really wasn't from Port Arthur. Like, you never heard no shit like that. You never heard fucking the Young Bloods dissing each other. Outcasts. We know outcasts hate each other. We know that. I know that more than anything else I know on earth, that Big Boi and Andre 3000 are not fans of each other. They never got up in front of a camera and let you know. They never confirmed it.
What makes you think they're not friends?
Man, them niggas ain't friends. I can tell by the creative direction on the music. Them last two joints, what was it? The Speaker Box and the Love Below.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stankonia.
I mean, they definitely two different personas. We could tell that, but like, ain't no way they. It's clearly more so that Andre might have evolved. You know what I'm saying? Like,
outgrew his friends.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's outgrew, like, I don't want to say outgrew, right? I think that's just, you know, some cocky shit to say you outgrew people. You just might have just been on something different. Like, and that's cool. Like, because to say you outgrew somebody means to think you just kind of better than them. And I don't think he necessarily better than Big Boi. Like, I think he definitely different from Big Boi. His rapping is different from Big Boi. His, you know what I'm saying? He just one of them types.
I think he thinks he's better than Big Boi. I think he thinks he's above. Oh, your little rapping thing that you guys like to do? That's cute. Watch me play the piccolo. Watch me play the flute. Nigga done gave Wayne, Drake, your favorite artist, T.I., Rick Ross, gave everybody features. 16 ain't enough. He's singing on that motherfucker, playing the guitar on that motherfucker. Ain't gave Big Boy 16 yet. Killer Mike. Future. No work with Big Boy. He wasn't on the Purple City All-Stars. Them niggas don't like each other. Batman and Robin beefing. But you'll never hear about it. That's what I'm saying. New York rappers, they'll love to tell you when they're not fucking with each other no more. If the Locks ever do some shit like this, put me in the casket with them. Put me in the casket with them. If the Locks ever come out and Styles P start talking about Jadakiss and his daddy's coffee brand and talk about Sheik Luch is taking steroids, he ain't really in the gym like that. Niggas used to get beat up, blah, blah, blah. If niggas start talking like that from the Locks, put me in the grave with them, bro. I'll cancel this podcast. Oh, speaking of rappers. Oh, let me find this shit. So Inauguration Day came and went. Over the weekend, there were plenty of festivities. Plenty of festivities. And Nelly performed at a inauguration event. It wasn't at the main inauguration on Monday, but it was an event over the weekend. And so did Snoop Dogg. Mm. Now, back in 2017, Snoop Dogg came out and was telling niggas, you can't do the inauguration. If you did the inauguration, it's like Sam Crow. It's like blackface, blah, blah, blah. You a bitch. He said all these mean things. I might even have them here.
The first one to do it. I'm waiting. I'm going to roast the fuck out of one of you. For doing it. Which one going to do it first? I was the one that's performed for himself.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to perform for Donald Trump, huh? Which one of you jigaboo-ass niggas going to be the first one to do
jigaboo.
It? I'm waiting. I'm going to roast the fuck out of one of you Uncle Tom-ass niggas for doing it.
Whoa.
Which one of you niggas going to do it first? Ozzy's the one that's performed for himself.
That was 2017. He said that. That was a lot of mortgage payments ago. Snoop got the studio. Snoop did the Olympics twice. He did two sets of Olympics, summer and winter. Just for him to be out here performing. Nelly did the same thing. He didn't say nothing bad about Trump the first go round, so it wasn't as bad for him. And when they put the camera in his face, he turned into like a little ass kid. He literally turned into a escaped slave. When I was growing up, we was taught to respect the office. Nigga, what? When you were growing up, your parents taught you to respect the office? Was you anywhere on earth when George W. Bush was out playing golf on vacation when Hurricane Katrina happened and Kanye West said George Bush doesn't like black people? What you mean respect the office? But Nelly said that shit. And look, Nelly got another baby on the way. just got his boo back, got the first baby, got married with Ashanti. Her baby hairs is laying, her little sideburns is swooped to the side and shit. But it's a whole lot of different energy for Snoop Dogg and Nelly. Chrisette Michelle got canceled, bro.
No word.
We ain't seen Shorty. We ain't seen Shorty since she performed. I think she left. She was outside singing in the cold air with a mink coat on or some shit. Talking about at last the time. You know, singing at last to Donald Trump, like, it's crazy. We ain't seen Shorty since. Ain't nobody even ask no questions. Yo, why you perform? It's times hard. You need some money. You got heat on in your house. Ain't nobody ask no questions. They just let Shorty do what she do. We stopped spinning her records. We ain't even played Aston Martin music since. We ain't played that since. But Snoop and Nelly, I think Snoop is bulletproof, to be honest with you.
I mean, again, yeah, to a degree he is, for sure. Like, long as he don't do nothing too egregious, right? Where it's making other people outside of his real genre lane, whatever, right? Like, them people gonna still be there. And they gonna make sure you sweep clean, brother.
We gonna catch that nigga at every Olympics from here on out. Snoop is a company man.
I mean, he just gonna be the rare exception again, because he for the most part, he probably not overtaxing him. And then, like, he just in the space and time in his life where he ain't really probably overly doing the most.
Listen, Snoop can do whatever. Snoop beat a murder charge, bro.
Murder was the case that they gave me.
That nigga literally, he made an album out of it, hit single, cool music video, and this nigga was in court every day, scared shitless. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I can't go, my baby boo, about to have my baby. Damn. It's been an ugly week. It's been a slow news week. Oh shit. I don't know if you hip to this group or not. You peeped the tonight's conversation?
Nah.
So tonight's conversation is a live audience panel style podcast. So it's a bunch of people, like eight of your favorite content creators for relationship, your favorite relationship pro-black content creators. They use the word like misogyny, patriarchy. They use words like that all the fucking time. They all got together. They all go on tour. And they've been on tour for years. They got an app where you can get their content, watch their shows. The fucking tickets is like $250 a person. Like, they making buku bread off of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, in the midst of the fake TikTok shutdown, which we'll get to, I get a little notification. Oh, Trip Fontaine from tonight's conversation will be leaving the production. And then it was some girl named Kitty.
Kitty?
And then it was some girl named Keita Rose. And I know Keita Rose.
Yeah.
You know Keita Rose.
You talking about the dark skin shit?
No, nah. She brown skin. She got the little cow nose ring, the septum piercing.
Yeah.
Brown skin, nice little tattoos. Very pretty young lady. Educated as a fuck. She get up there, start talking that shit, and you feel like you missed a birthday. You hear me?
Well, shorty, the other chick kind of exposed her.
I think they all exposed each other, except for Tripp. I ain't heard nothing from him. That nigga dropped a video, said he wasn't going to be on the show no more, and that was it. It was like a 30-second joint.
Facts.
But the girls, and this is why I love women, when something ain't right with women, they going to get on live. And they held church on live for like 8 hours straight. And I be bored, but I ain't that bored. So I just had to catch the highlights. And Keita Rose was like, oh, yeah, did 2 shows, March and April. Never got paid. So I hit them up asking about my bread. And they said that my ex reached out to them, got an advance on my work, and said that I would pay it back. Oh, no, they got to run me my money. Well, hold on a second, my nigga. Because I love it. People will tell on somebody else for doing dirt, and the whole time they sound stupid. Why is any nigga that, I don't care if it's your current spouse, why is somebody that you dealing with romantically, why are they able to go to your job and tell your job, front me some money on the strength of this motherfucker's work, and you don't need to speak to me, the motherfucker having to do the work?
Just take him up for the word for her.
Bro,
you know, that know. Is.
It ain't no live. It ain't no live show. I'm not getting on the internet to air nobody's dirty laundry. And I'm no longer employed until I get my bread. We would have broke up as soon as I found out that that's why y'all niggas ain't paid me.
Facts.
Because ain't nobody finna say, give me this person's show money for 2 shows. And you ain't got to hear my voice for me to say it's okay, that's cool, I agree to this. That's indentured servitude. Niggas is new slaves.
Man, you got me all the way fucked up.
And what this nigga need an advance for?
What's going on?
Shorty said that the nigga that's running the joint, he told her, give me your merch, and I'm going to take care of your merch and make sure it gets sold. I didn't want to do it, but I ended up doing it. And now I got so much merch because he wasn't selling it like he was supposed to.
Talking about the nigga Ace.
Mm-hmm. The shit was ugly. These young ladies gave me at least 45 minutes of just entertainment, watching people discuss a podcast breakup. And it's not really a podcast. It's really like a bunch of mercenaries. And sometimes we use you for a show. Sometimes we go with a different lineup. But they're all like, oh, and I didn't sign anything. And this person sleeps with people on the road and they're married, and this person sleeps with people on the road and it's nothing like the relationship advice that they're giving people. Duh.
No, I ain't no duh.
Nah, our parents did the same shit.
I mean,
do what I say, not what I do.
Hey, no bap. I ain't gonna cap no bap, but like, that's the thing. Like, I ain't trying to get nobody no relationship advice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the shit I be saying just be like from my personal experiences. But like, it still be just like also just listening to other men's personal experiences. Like, and just seeing like the reality, bro. It's like if a nigga like Chris Brown can't keep a bitch, I just don't know what WAP gonna do.
So what? Chris Brown is the bar?
I mean, gee, like if he can't get a bitch to just be like, you're Chris Brown, I'm going to behave. Like, for real, like, whatever, like, I'm gonna do right by you or whatever. I'm not saying that he necessarily always do right by them. Clearly he got songs like Residuals. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, damn, he ain't the only nigga. Like, he ain't the measuring bar, right? Like, he just, like, it's a lot of niggas out here that can't keep a bitch, that got money, got looks, fame. Women just say the same shit for the most part. I got bored, or like they expect a nigga like that to only have one bitch. The cheating, like it just don't never make sense. A nigga like a regular nigga like WAP without the fame. So like you might be a hell of a nigga. But it's definitely gonna be somebody in your own city that's making a little more money than you, got a little more fame than you, whatever. And he probably can't keep a bitch.
But it's a bag there.
What I'm saying is that even if the bag there, right, you can financially take care of a woman, but she gonna always be like never truly satisfied to a degree too. Cause if you truly financing and paying all the bills, you probably don't have enough time for it. Like you might be buying a head thing, but you always gone. You know what I'm saying? Like in her mind, you might be again financially supporting the hell out of her, but you lacking on the intimacy, you lacking on the other shit. But a nigga that's just a regular nigga, he might got time for all the intimacy shit. You know what I'm saying? He got a predictable schedule for you.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
So not have emotion actually could benefit you.
Mm.
A lack of emotion could help you.
Emotion backfire too on you. Having no motion can make your bitch think you just don't have motion. But like the reality is motion is created. Like, cause you can be a well-dressed nigga, a successful nigga, but just not really be on that with bitches. But 9 times out of 10, you probably not. You probably creating a scenario where you could be that nigga. You're gonna put yourself in situations where you can show off that you that nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Trust me, I never wanted to hate on a group of young men ever. I'm looking at this shit and I'm like, is they mad because the niggas was getting podcast groupies? You goddamn right. I fuck fans. Like, you mad at niggas beating fans?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The unbridled enthusiasm. This shit is disgusting. It's not safe. But I love a podcast breakup. I'm not going to hold you. Every time a podcast breaks up, I don't care if it's a little podcast or a large podcast, I'm going to listen as soon as niggas start getting online saying, I'm ready to tell my side of the story.
Every time.
Yeah, when that motherfucking shit dropped, Surviving the World Is Yours, when that shit drops, don't hit my phone. Don't nobody hit my phone.
Right.
I'm watching the documentary. I'm taking notes of timestamps, and everything I want to say will be behind the podcast paywall.
And the Diz will be like, I offer these niggas 13%.
And niggas slap me in my face. Say, yo, 13%. We deserve more than 13%, Dizzle. They're coming to see us.
Anybody coming to see you, Otis? Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
You wish you could work it like me.
No, because why? I watched that shit on Amazon the other day.
What?
And they got that shit split up in two, just like the damn VHS cassette.
That's how it was when it came out, two parts.
Yeah, just like Scarface, fucking 5-hour movie. Running through these fucking temptation ass niggas. Yeah, that's surviving the world is yours, Doc. I know one or two, maybe three of y'all niggas gonna be in the back with the digital altered face, the fucking altered voice. You're gonna be sounding like the Allstate insurance nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Dizzle made me pod. I didn't want a pod. I wasn't in a pod mood, but he texted me, who's ready to do some podding? Who's ready to do some pod? And I just felt bullied. I was bullied in the podding.
Niggas, like, you know, niggas don't understand the niggas' schedules and shit, you know?
I can't wait for the surviving doc. Because it's toxic. I got the files. I mean, a lot of this shit wasn't recorded. But when we was in the green room and we all cut loose in the green room, everybody has said something in the green room that's not recorded unless I hit the button. Everybody has said something in the green room that lets you know they were a little bit too comfortable. Calling niggas baguettes, daffodils. You fucking... You daisies, nigga. You lavender ass niggas. Like, yeah, niggas was letting loose in the green room. Damn, that doc is going to be fire. We got to make it. Once we make it, then the doc going to hold some weight.
Facts. We got to make it. We going to make it.
Nigga, surviving Scully. Yeah. Surviving Dizzle. Ooh, yeah. Everybody's going to be in that motherfucker, man. You know how many people been on this show?
Surviving the Dizzler.
Yo, surviving the Dizzler is wild.
He told me it was just gonna be a 2-hour episode.
Niggas was on that bitch for 6 straight.
Can't forget my 13%.
I thought 13% was fair though. I thought 13% was fair. And that's not for you moonlighters either. For you niggas that just came through on one or two episodes, just did a little guest appearance, nah. It ain't in the cards for you. Unless you got a drop over here, you can't get the 13%.
I see dead people. What?
You gotta have a drop if you want the bread.
Give me the rest of them niggas.
13%. Nah. I gotta put that away. I gotta put that away. Somebody come through, start trying to audit the books from 2021-2022. I gotta have something to show for it. You know what I'm saying?
Type shit. Well, you mind on the table, man. It's crazy because the temperature is 13 degrees right now. It's fucked up. Look, it's 13. It's kind of fucked up. That 13 ain't hitting right, but it's hitting though. Damn.
the universe been telling you the whole time. Just take that 30.
Crazy.
Damn, I'm getting old too.
Man, I'm getting old. So I went on a date last night.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man. Shout out to her though. She definitely got that date out the way. I ain't gonna lie. And, apparently a nigga look like Lil Scrappy. That's what I mean.
Lil Scrappy who? The pro wrestler?
Nah. Like my nigga, when I told my nigga that, that's why he said, who, Scrappy do? No, nigga, the rapper, Lil Scrappy.
Yeah, that nigga's a pro wrestler. So you walking around Earth looking like a pro wrestler?
Scrappy wrestling now?
Yeah, that nigga a wrestler. That nigga wrestling with overalls.
Damn.
It's a strange situation.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, apparently, though. But, you know.
Chicago Scrap.
You know? Yeah. Date was decent, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been on a date in like 10 months. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, wow, H-O-H out here. Hard on these hoes.
Wait. 10 months?
Yeah, 10 months. Like a real date. While I'm doing the quarantine. You know what I'm saying?
That's at like it. March, nigga. It was warm outside last time you went out on a date.
Nah, it wasn't. It was fake warm. It was like April.
Damn, this nigga went on a spring break date. We about to be in spring again. This nigga just now going. So yeah. What?
Everybody's not deserving of a date from Watt, bro. Like, just being 100.
I know I said it on the episode once that men are the prize, but I don't know, Wop. I don't know. So
I mean, I'm still the prize. But I'm just
how were you setting up the date?
I mean, what you mean? Like,
is you calling Shorty and saying, yo, 8 o'clock.
Type shit, yeah.
Dress, knee length. Heels, open toes, like you giving her the dress code, like this is what to wear.
Not exactly like you know what I'm saying. Definitely the time when to be ready, stuff like that. And yeah, if needed be, I would have informed her, like, yeah, this is the situation. We casual, you know, dress code, whatever. But being it's just the first date, you know what I'm saying? I ain't wanna overdo it. I wanted to still taking somewhere decent though, you know, which is a Mexican joint. I had been seeing it on TikTok. It's been cracking.
No, you know they don't do chains on the first date. Look, they'll fuck up a Chili's triple dipper eight nights a week. But if it's a date, how dare you take me to get triple dippers?
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? The little spot was decent, like I said. Sent it on TikTok. Good reviews on it. And the shit was fine. Great drinks. And we chilled. We vibed out a little bit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Again, it take a lot to get a date out of the walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it ain't by, again, like, it's more so like, if I'm feeling you, I'm on that. Like, I want to take you on a date. So, like, and she kind of know that. You feel me?
Is it a drink limit on the date?
As far as what?
As far as Shorty. Like, if she get, like, 5 Henny apple juices.
That's insane. I mean, I ain't going to say it's a drink limit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Quote, unquote. But I'm gonna put you in a situation where, like I said, the little spot we went to, I already knew they make these huge drinks. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I already know, like, I ain't never seen the female, like, truly finish one of them motherfuckers, like, unless they just downright an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? Them bitches pretty big. Low key, I had to finish Shorty shit last night, too.
Oh, one of those limited joints, like, only 2 per person. like the painkiller. Like, oh, we only gonna let you order two of these. You can't order more than two of these because they so strong.
Type shit.
Shorty get two of those in a beer.
A beer is insane, bro.
Yo, stop, bro, stop. Actually, listen, you manly man ass niggas don't let a woman drink a beer.
I ain't saying she can't drink a beer, but like, damn, sure, you just had two mixed drinks. Like, damn, what you need a beer for? 8 Ball?
Gotta let shorty wash it down.
Damn.
Yeah, get that Blue Moon from my shorty. Tall, too. The tall joint.
That burp don't be major. I ain't gonna lie to you. That motherfucker gonna come from the bowel. if I buy you two of them type of drinks and then you like, I need a Modelo to wash it down. Like, damn, bitch, like your ass, extra manly for real.
Nah, that's my type of party. Oh shit, that's how you giving it up? Hey, I'll take one too. Give me a Modelo Negro, extra shot over here. We need some shots over here on the table.
I already know what that night gonna lead to. I'm gonna be sleep on in the car ride back to the crib. Oh, that bitch hurt.
Maybe tomorrow.
Nah, I'm straight on that. Because I'm already gonna have a drink in the car type nigga. That's me. I'm gonna have something in the car already when we pulling up to the joint, and when we leave the joint, we gonna have that motherfucker still sitting in the car.
You got the car drink. You got a little leaf with you. You got something to twist.
Mandatory.
Shorty get in the car. She got a backwood too.
I don't even really want my. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing. Like, I don't really want my chick to smoke. Like, and that's something I can say about her. She don't smoke. Like, I fuck with that. Because what I tend to know about females that smoke, they don't mind smoking with niggas. Like, they don't care. They want to get high.
Yeah, that's lady privilege.
Yeah, but that's not really lady privilege. Like, the end of the day. And some of them say, like, because don't get me wrong, it is some weed motherfuckers out here that pull up on you. Use some weed, pull off type shit. Just, you know, that's his way of trying to show you, yeah, I'm fucking with you or whatever.
And he was filthy in the text, though. He was filthy in the text message. If he just pulled up, gave her the weed, and left, that means he was so nasty in the text messages, either before the drop-off or post-drop-off.
Type shit.
Which is gross, by the way. Like, you let that nigga talk to you over a tray 5?
Oh, yeah.
You let that nigga typed some disgusting shit in your inbox. For the tray 5? For the 2 grams?
Yeah. They'll do it to you. And do it to that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll have a whole nigga. And be still talking to the little weed man and, you know, like, letting him think he got a chance for the greater good. You know what I'm saying? and women don't realize how disrespectful that shit is, like, just letting a nigga think they got a chance. That's cheating borderline to me. Like, you letting a nigga think one day it could be his or it whatever. You doing that to me is just like, whatever. Like, it's cheating. So, for me, like I said, I like that shorty don't smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, it almost made me get on my square a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to disrespect her too much, blowing and shit. So, I can fuck with that. I can truly appreciate that. Honestly, like, because don't get me wrong. Like, I wouldn't have a problem if she did smoke. You know what I'm saying? Either. Because I can't you know what I'm saying, be that contradicting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't fuck with you because you smoke. But I will say it's a plus that she don't. You know what I'm saying? Versus me actually, like, when I look back on my experiences and shit, like, saying that's a plus. Like smoking ain't just always a plus. Even though it's something I like to do and enjoy doing, and it could make, you know what I'm saying, like, our spending time, or, I mean, like, not spending time, but, like, when we do kick it, like, it can make it, like, a little bit flow, a little bit easier, because, like, I know she want to smoke type shit or whatever. We finna smoke, chill, do what we do. But, nah. Again, like, I'd rather her not smoke, because if hypothetically, I'm just say I'm not around, I'm at work or something, and she, my shorty don't got no weed. Like, what's going to happen is that she's more than likely going to call somebody to get some weed. It's going to be a nigga that probably like her, because there ain't no females out here selling weed. It's niggas selling weed. So,
it might be a female selling weed with the little backpack.
Yeah, but they be mostly dykes. And
yeah.
Like, you ain't, I wouldn't even get no fuck if it was a female stud. You know what I'm saying? I care about the nigga that got a real dick trying to fuck my bitch.
Like, you don't want shorty. You don't want the stud shorty with 15 cooking your joint.
Man, I wouldn't get no fuck about that shit. I ain't gonna say I wouldn't get no fuck, but I'm just saying, like, whatever. Like, you ate my bitch pussy, cool.
She got the 15 cooking your shorty.
Talking about the joint.
Yeah, she got the 15 cooking your shorty with stamina, nigga. Yeah. And she got unlimited stamina.
Man, look, you know, I mean, studs, girlfriends, I don't fuck because that thing ain't real, man. No matter what, it's not real. It might be more than what another nigga packing with type shit, but, like, it don't do what it supposed to do. That's why them females always cheat. They always go get them some dick, because that shit not real.
It do be a lot of lesbians pregnant. I ain't gonna lie.
Come on, bro.
A lot of lesbians pregnant, or they had kids. I'm like, damn, so you ain't always, like, somebody started this villain era.
And a lot of these females just don't want to be in relationships because it's more beneficial nowadays for females to, like, just keep a roster. It's more beneficial. You keep your roster, and you ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying, over-dedicated to one nigga. That way you don't get your feelings ultimately, like, hurt if that one nigga betrayed. So you got a gang of females just playing the field. They going on dates. You know what I'm saying? They chilling. It's the easiest time for them to cheat too, without you knowing.
Why? Because it's the wintertime?
No, it's just, like, just the environment, bro. Like the average nigga that's really got some shit going on in his life ain't no had no time to worry about what the bitch doing. And if you can't worry about what the bitch doing, I ain't gonna say can't. You might don't want to. You might just be super focused on what the fuck you got going on. You probably just like she treat me good when I'm around type shit. Whenever I'm around, she treat me good. But, like, for the most part, bro, females nowadays just got the advantage on the cheating shit, bro. Because they always going to be in a position where they getting chased to a degree. Or nigga want their attention or whatever. They going to always be in that position. That's just how the game go. But now it's, again, it's it's the social media, right? So like, again, females be building relationships emotionally with people they ain't even met yet. Like physically met. They just on social media building these relationships. Niggas don't operate like that. Like we don't, we get to talk to a female on the internet, like it's more than likely we on that day one, like we trying to see what she on. If she ain't on shit, motherfucker gonna probably move around. But if she a female that's in a relationship, you already know, right? Like it's skeptical. You know what I'm saying? So you are already just taking whatever come from that. You cool with that?
I'll say that it's a low risk, low return on investment for the men who have applied pressure to a young lady online. Maybe they got friend zoned and they gotta, you know, you gotta work your way, you gotta get it out the mud. Maybe I show up and boom, I'm the best texter in the world for 2 weeks, and then I get bored or I get distracted and I can apply my time and efforts next month. And shit is cool. Like, for you to be that inconsistent is cool because they doing their own thing too and you just a pen pal. But you gotta be a chess playing ass strategist if you want to get that off. From the friend zone off the web, you just a pen pal. If you get the pen pal buns and that's your go-to, you got to go Hall of Fame. Gold jacket, first time out the gate. So is we getting a sequel to this date? Is a sequel happen? Obviously, number two is gonna happen.
The sequel definitely happened. Again, I like what I like. You know what I'm saying? And she got my attention. So of course, date number two is definitely gonna happen. And it's crazy, like we done this. I ain't gonna say we done this dance like this. We done talked before, like in the past. In the words of my nigga Bernie Mac, long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? It was one of those situations, you know. And it's just the opportunity presented itself again. And you know, I always kind of like what I seen from him. So like, and fast forward 12, 13 years later, I still like what I see. So, just kind of one of those things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely interested, definitely kind of curious to see how it's going to play out.
This nigga opening doors, y'all.
Oh yeah. A nigga bringing chivalry back, like, for the one I like, for sure. I'm bringing that chivalry back. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Bringing flowers? You bringing flowers on the date? Making sure you carry around flowers all night?
Oh yeah, I'm doing all that. She definitely got her flowers.
Damn.
Yeah, she got her flowers.
Damn, y'all. Y'all don't, look, the surviving WAP doc, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. I see dead people. WAP.
Hey, listen, if you dated, that nigga said he ain't went on a date in 10 months. If you've interacted with this young man since April of 24, come see me. You might be entitled to compensation. We gonna start treating those young ladies like they got mesotheliomas.
I'm not gonna lie, the last little bitch I took on a date was boring as hell, bro. Boring, rude.
rude to who, you or the service?
The date. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shorty say, I hit up, like, and this was another little situation, like, you know, somebody I was talking to, but I wind up, like, getting into a real relationship with my ex or whatever. And fast forward, like, 5-6 years later, she see me on Snapchat and shit. I didn't even know she was still on my Snapchat, but I, you know what I'm saying? She seen me on Snapchat. She commented on my little video, like, LOL, you not ugly. Some shit she said, whatever. I'm just like, damn.
This nigga be flexing. This nigga be flexing on y'all. I want y'all. I want y'all listeners to know.
I'm not flexing. I want
y'all to rewind to the beginning of the pod when we was talking sports. This nigga had an entirely different tone about himself. He done sat up in his chair. He done licked his lips. He done did some shit with his eyebrows. Now his eyebrows is laid down. He done brushed his hair through the do-rag and the dad hat. He was brushing a fucking hat right now in front of me.
Oh, shit.
This nigga said, yeah, she just hit me up randomly and was like, you not ugly. Like,
she did, bro. Like, it was fucking crazy, bro.
This nigga pull up is a bad bitch. You hear me? This nigga's a fucking baddie.
I fucking did. Man, look. Man, the ladies love watching. I ain't gonna lie to you. They love watching. But real shit. This no bullshit. I literally posted a video. Shorty instantly. Oh, you not ugly, LOL. Instantly. Man, I'm surprised you know what I'm saying? Even talking to me after how shit went down. I really treated Shorty's life like it was crazy. Like, I'm talking about it too. Like, so, like, I went to this party and, she had been hitting me, like, this was like 6 years ago. So she had been hitting me, like, I wasn't in no relationship or nothing at the time, but she had been hitting me, like, yeah, you know, your friend having a party, and I want to see you, blah, blah, blah. But I was fucking with my ex after I had just started fucking with her. And it wasn't serious yet, obviously, but something happened on the day of the party that made it serious. It was like some ironic ass shit. Like, so on the day of the party, like, I'm just like, fuck, this is my bitch, man. I'm gonna take her to the party with me.
Damn.
Now, I know Shorty gonna be there, though. But in my mind, it's like, me and Shorty just went on like a little date. We was talking. Like, I don't know why she got some real feelings for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, that's how I'm thinking. So, when I show up to the party and shit with my bitch, you know what I'm saying? Shorty, like, I'll never forget, like, as soon as I walked in, she stood up, like, she finna give me a hug or some shit. Like,
and she seen that bitch with you.
And then I kind of, like, hit, it was like a couple of them sitting on the little couch here. I just hit everybody, what's up, everybody? Kind of like jumped off.
Not even the individual. Like, you know my name, nigga. Don't ever walk by and say, hey, man, what's up, y'all? No, nigga, come. Yes, there y'all. I'm here, too.
Man, you feel me? Like, and sure, I could tell, like, Shorty was just super heated. Like, because I'm sitting at the little table with my chick and shit. We sitting here chilling and shit.
She definitely said your girl outfit was whack. He with that bum bitch. That bitch can't even dress.
I mean, I'm guaranteeing she probably thinking all that type of shit. She see me at the table and shit. She come over. She, can you hand me the drink? My lady hand her the drink. It was critical. Jeez.
Second hand embarrassment.
It was crazy.
You gotta take Shorty to a night. You gotta, hey, the next date is a $200 date.
No, this is not the same shorty though. This the shorty I took on like the last dating that I've been on in the last 10 months.
She can come to the pod too. Hey, shorty, come to the pod. Let your grievances out. That nigga WAP. You said that nigga Boo WAP is really bogus WAP? Yo, come to the pod and share your thoughts.
I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like she was trying to get her lick back like recently, like through that date and shit, because again, I treated her. The next morning after that little party, I mean, like, I knew she was mad. Like, she called me on either Facebook Messenger or Snapchat or something, like, video called me. I'm with my chick. She's asleep, though. It's, like, 9 in the morning and shit. So, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm outside or some shit, smoking a square or some shit. And I'm on the FaceTime with her and shit. She got big bonnet on. Can't even see her face. She in this bitch. She in this motherfucker like, thought you was real slick, huh? Gonna bring your bitch to the party. You knew I wanted to see you. Blah, blah, blah. Then you was real petty that night. I'm like, shorty, you not my bitch, though. Like, why you think I gotta tell you who the fuck I'm bringing with me? Like, but you knew I wanted to see you. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it was just crazy. So, fast forward 6 years later, like I said, she sent that little shit through the snap, you know what I'm saying? And I bit the bait. Oh, what's up? Ooh. I'm here.
Players fuck up too.
I mean, I'm talking about she biting though. Like she has to be like, nah, that's what under the bridge. Ooh, send me the number. We chatting it up, FaceTiming. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking like, oh yeah, she feeling me or some shit or whatever. Let's go on a little day. I'll take you out. You know what I'm saying? She, what you into? Want to do a little bowling or something? Want a little bowling date or something? Yeah, let's do that. Take it to this nice little bowling joint. Feel me? We get some drinks and shit. We was finna do like a little 2 hour, I guess. Like, you know what I'm saying? A little 2 hour. I rent the lane for like 2 hours or some shit. We bowling. Midway through the first game, she fake tied and shit. And then it's like the personality. I'm not really like the laugh was throwing me off. Like, I'm definitely not fucking with the laugh, shorty. It's real. It's just like real.
Shorty laugh like the white boy off of Nerds.
Man.
Revenge of the Nerds.
It's raw, bro. It's like, come on, Shorty. I don't want to do nothing funny. Because I don't want you to laugh. Like, I'm scared of this laugh right now.
Nah, that's going to amp me up. That's going to hype me up. Because why y'all laugh so ugly? Now, just to know that you did that ugly laugh with the snort in it, you wasn't planning on snorting in front of me. Not on the first link.
Definitely.
Now I know I got superpowers. That's like a fresh haircut. You know, the haircut give you 36 hours of fucking bulletproof everything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you get the snort out of shorty, you can go in her purse and get her debit card right now.
Nah, that's true. But it just like I said, on top of the personality, and then, like, I guess, you know what I'm saying, Chicago is a big city, but for the people that live in it, it's a small city. I guess one of her sister niggas or some shit, she seen him with another bitch. So now she got to call her sister. Girl, guess why, man? I see da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's just like, bitch, you should be texting her that. Like, you on a whole date yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's part of me started to make me think, like, maybe this shorty look get back for me playing. You know what I'm saying? Because before we did that date anyway, we did link back up at like a little bar, right? And I don't know, like, I think bitches be weird, like, because, like, I think her sister wanted me, You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. It was real crazy. Like, the sister was kind of like extra friendly. Then she said some weird shit, like, later on that night, like, cause Shorty got sick while we was at the bar, I guess. And like, I don't know if she got sick. I don't know if she's playing. Like, I'm sick. I want to go. But not playing like she's sick. I mean, playing like she's sick because females do scandalous shit. She might have wanted to go get up with a nigga she already met at the bar before I arrived or anything. Like, I don't know. Like, I still don't know because the shit was kind of weird. Like, she just, we did do like 2-3 rounds of some shots. Maybe she did get sick. I don't know. But anyway, like, when she went to the bathroom, like, she was in there for a few minutes or whatever. So the sister come back out and shit. And you know how you in the bar and shit? Like, you kind of like, you kind of get right up on the motherfucker to tell him something. Like, whether that's your homie or a female. Like, it's loud. So you get right up on him. Like, hey, woo. And Shorty was just like, when I said whatever I said, I'm just like, your sister cool? She straight or whatever? She was like, yeah, she cool. But you know that's my sister, right? Like, she, like, what the fuck you mean, bitch? Like, but she was saying it, like, on some, thinking I'm doing too much or some shit, like, but I could tell, like, because she had been dancing near me the whole night, like, it was just crazy, bro, like, so I don't know, like, maybe in her mind, like, her sister probably told her, like, yeah, I think he want me or some shit. I don't be knowing, bro, like, with these females, bro, but long story short, Shorty was born. And she was born on the first date we ever went on 6-7 years ago. Like, I took on a date 6 years ago she was born. So it's just like, I try to give her a chance. And it be just like shit like that. Why I don't take bitches on dates? Because they be fucking weird, bro. Like, we on a whole date. That shit was weird as hell. You calling your sister to tell her about her nigga up here with another bitch.
Gotta look out. And yeah. You gotta do it in the moment before that nigga gets another alibi. So I kinda understand only mainly because they can't. If it was the bestie, that might have just been, you know, a quick little text, quick little run to the bathroom. Bitch, I seen your nigga out here. You better come get him. I can't talk. I'm gonna hit you back later, but he here. You want me to go make a scene? You want me to take a picture? But everything outside of that, you know, it should have just been a regular joint. But see, you, I'm gonna wake this shit up before we cut out. I want all of y'all to go listen to all the pods. You ain't gonna need to listen to too many. But WAP is a different guy in 2025. He's going out on dates. He opening up car doors. That nigga wore a shirt with a collar on it. He was using the white man's English. And he probably made like cool casual conversation with the waiter. And the date was just like, oh my gosh, I just love that you're not scared to talk to people. This nigga's like, oh yeah, he took pod topics on the date. Like, hey, nah, we gotta. We got to call a Rico on this shit, man. Surviving WAP.
Oh, crap.
Surviving WAP or Surviving Dizzler. I don't know what. Man. But y'all go listen to old WAP talking and then listen to healed WAP going on dates. I just want y'all over or under 148 American dollars. Over or under? How much did WAP spend on the first date? This includes parking. This includes gratuity.
The date, you know, WAP, a weird nigga, WAP, I'm telling you. The date was like 150, 160, something like that.
All y'all over fans, cash out. We put the next one on Prize Picks. We putting WAP second date on Prize Picks, and we're gonna do over or under 202 United States American dollars, because you know you got to do the second day better.
Of course.
You know, and the haircut goes into this too. You got to get a fresh cut.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That's $50 so, right there.
You're right. The first day technically was $200 then, so I've got to come stronger then.
Listen, y'all. Over under 248 American dollars for date number two. And if y'all got any suggestions on where he should go, don't send me no bullshit. Like, take her to the restaurant where they filmed The Bear. Don't give me no bullshit. Alright? Don't set my nigga up for no failure.
Hey, yo.
Just send the joints. You know where to send them. TWIYpod@gmail.com. The world is yours, pod. If you thought you went on a date with Mr. Wapner in the last 10 months, please come and share your story here on the pod. You might be entitled to compensation. He had you sitting on a milk crate. He had you sitting on a milk crate.
I'm not a kid anymore.
He told you to move to the other milk crate because you was blocking the fucking heat. You was blocking the fucking heat. And yeah, so all you got was a Russian cream backwood and fucking some tequila or orange juice from this nigga refrigerator. And it was just already in his refrigerator. What, like, you just happened to be there and it was there at the same time. He didn't even get nothing specific for your taste. He made you a banquet Salisbury steak dinner and some Bob Evans mashed potatoes. You are entitled to compensation. And we want to hear your story here up at
Whose World Is This?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.